Fatal crashes involving drivers under the influence of marijuana have risen sharply since Washington voters legalized recreational pot in 2012. That's according to the Washington Traffic Safety Commission. Police agencies around the Northwest are beefing up officer training to detect people driving stoned. Also, a lab at Washington State University is doing pioneering work to develop a roadside marijuana breathalyzer. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
Let's suppose for just a second that you smoked a couple joints at a party and then got behind the wheel. Watch out for Washington State Patrol Lieutenant Rob Sharp.
The reason I stopped you today is I noticed you weren't able to stay in your lane. Any reason for that?
Sharp says driving behavior, coordination, odors, mannerisms, and physical cues are some of the factors he uses to establish impairment by drugs.
Okay, sir, what I need you to do right now is turn around and put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest for DUI.
If this were real, the arresting officer may take you in for an hour-long evaluation by a drug recognition expert. He'd seek a warrant to have your blood drawn at a hospital. The blood work to confirm if you were under the influence of marijuana, though, typically takes weeks to come back from the toxicology lab. By chance, Washington State University chemistry professor Herb Hill heard about the challenges of nailing drug-impaired drivers from a colleague at a reception.
And I said, well, why don't we have a breathalyzer for that? And then he says, well, there's none exists. And I said, well, I think we can probably make one.
And ta-da! Well, actually, it's taken years. But the goal is in sight. Hill takes me to his lab, where he and colleagues are developing a handheld device that police officers can use to detect THC in breath. THC is the main psychoactive compound in marijuana.
So this is the new prototype here.
So this is version 2.0?
This is 2.0.
Okay. Hill says preliminary field testing with 30 human subjects this spring established that the device can detect THC in breath. Much more testing is ahead to look at potential variations among gender, race, body types, and chronic users. Hill's team recruits volunteers who buy their own weed and smoke it at their homes and then blow into the prototype.
We had to go through the human testing, the institutional board review, and it took us almost a year to get permission to do this.
How hard was it to find these volunteers?
It wasn't very hard to find the volunteers. We have a waiting list of volunteers to participate.
The human guinea pigs get paid just over minimum wage to smoke their pot. Hill says the portable device to identify drivers under the influence of drugs may look like an alcohol breathalyzer, but works differently inside. His team is modifying existing sniffers used at airports to detect explosives and by the military to alert to the presence of chemical warfare agents. This technology is called ion mobility spectrometry.
In the beginning, at least, this would not be used as evidential information. It would be used as screening information.
The Washington State Patrol's Lieutenant Sharp says he's excited by the prospect of new tools to help him do his job better, but he says the pot breathalyzer must prove itself highly accurate before he'd adopt it.
Even if it's a preliminary device, we still need that level of accuracy and reliability for the trust and confidence. We're talking about people's rights, their liberties and freedoms, and we need to be accurate.
All of which points to it being several years at the earliest before you'd see a roadside breath test to identify stoned drivers. Sharp says a pot breathalyzer might not even be the chosen answer. He says other companies and research teams are working on alternative solutions. Those include cheek swabs or a saliva test, a smartphone-based eye scan, or analyzing sweat on a person's skin. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.